Okay, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. This is the meeting for NS Public Infrastructure District numbers 1 and 3 through 5. It looks like we've had a few in the waiting room now. Okay. For way of starting the meeting, I will declare a quorum. We have it looks like present in the meeting. Let's see, who's at the meeting location? I can't see where everybody is.
Boyd is.
Okay. All right. So Boyd Brown is at the meeting location. It looks like joining via Zoom is Johnny Christensen, Clay Winder as well. Also present, Shelby Clymer from CLA and her shadow. What was the name of your
Yeah, Lauren Warburton.
Lauren Warburton? Thank you. We also have Chase Hanusa, the district engineer from the Connection Group, Megan Murphy, and myself, Betsy Russin with WBA. And we'll call the meeting to order, and it is 11 or 10:33 a.m. The first thing we'll do is we'll look at preliminary action items, just the agenda. I have it up here on my screen. This is the agenda for today's meeting. Is there anything anyone wants to add to the agenda?
Nope.
All right. That being the case, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll motion to approve the agenda.
I'll
All
second.
right. It was Johnny and Clay. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 Right. And then also, as we've talked about in other meetings, you have each signed a conflict disclosure or business disclosure document. We just want to confirm if there are any new conflicts you'd like us to be aware of. If,
I'm unconflicted.
did you say you're unconflicted?
Yes, I'm not conflicted.
Okay, thanks, Boyd. I heard I'm conflicted. I think it was just the opposite. Clay, Johnny, anything else to declare?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we will open up the meeting to public comment if there are any members of the public present. I don't see any, but if there are any, if you could please so note, that would be great. All right. No need for public comment. Similarly, I will open the public hearing. Just under the agenda, we will conduct a public hearing to get input from the public on the adoption of the tentative amended budget as the final budget for calendar year 2025, as well as the adoption of the tentative budget as the final budget for calendar year 2026. Shelby, well, there are no members of the public. So we can actually close that portion of the, do we close the public hearing, Megan, or do we have Shelby give an explanation at this point?
Great question. So you can do it either way. It doesn't matter much when there's no members of the public. Typically, we have the accountant present, so then in the public hearing, people can ask the questions, but it's not a big deal. Betsy, you're doing great. So go ahead, close that public hearing and then turn it over to Shelby.
Okay, I will close the public hearing. Shelby, I'll actually get to you when we do the resolutions, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. We'll move on then to action items. And first, let me just come here to the minutes. This is the approval of the minutes from the October 23rd joint special meeting. Are there any questions or concerns about the minutes from the 23rd?
No,
No.
I move to approve them.
Okay. Thanks, Clay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh, sorry. Who moved to approve? Was that
Boyd
Boyd?
and
Boyd.
Clay.
Thank you. Okay, great. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Perfect. We'll move on to the approval of the claims listing. Action item B. I'll turn this over to you, Shelby.
Okay. Thanks, Betsy. So, board, only item on the claims listing for this period is the new check to the city for the 939,000.
This is in progress. They sent out the requisition for that last week. So Boyd and Chase just need you both to sign that. And then we'll ask UMB to get that check expedited over to the city. Any questions on this? Otherwise, do we have a motion to approve the claims listing?
All motion to approve the claims listing.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Shelby, I'll leave it in your court for the unaudited financial statements from September.
Great. Betsy, we can go to page 8 of the packet. So these are 9/30 financials. So balances at the end of Q3, total assets were about $3.2 million. Of that, just under $1.8 million was in the capital projects fund, about $1.4 million restricted for debt, and then about $34,000 in the general fund. Current accounts payable were about $14,000, bringing total fund balances to just under $3.2 million. Page 9 is the budget to actual for the general fund. So these are the administrative costs for the district through September. I think in total, still trending in line with that budget of $51,000 here. Some costs, you know, kind of variances up and down, but with the anticipated activity in the third quarter, I believe we'll still be within that 51,000. And then page 11 of the packet is the debt service fund. So activity here, just interest income through 9/30. There will be a bond interest payment due on December 1, which the trustee will make from capitalized interest that's on hand. And then last page is the capital projects fund. So here we can see just kind of the capital activity through those cost verifications year to date and the payments that have been made. Again, about 1.8 million remaining as of 9/30. Any questions or comments on these? Otherwise, we're just looking for a motion to accept the 9/30 financials.
I'll make a motion that we accept the 9/30 financials.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item we have is the CLA engagement renewal. So each year we do require a renewal of our statement of work. There have been some changes to the SOW this year just due to kind of a technical change on CLA side with the standards that we follow, the accounting standards, but no changes to the scope, deliverables, anything like that. So, and we did run this form by the WBA team to make sure that they were comfortable with this prior to sending it out to you all. So happy to answer any questions, go into any further details on this, but we would be looking for a motion to approve the renewal today.
Well, could you just point out what the change is on it?
Oh, Boyd, you're really gonna test me here. So,
sorry.
Without getting into too much of the weeds here, we were previously following what were considered SARS standards. Now we're following consulting standards. So just again, like a really technical difference, the actual scope piece that's in the recurring services, that should look identical to what was approved for this last year. Most of the changes are in probably pages 4 through 5. And again, just changing some of the language specific to that standards, just with the work that we do. So again, really doesn't impact you all.
Thank you. I'd move to approve this.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next item is the engagement letter with Haney and Company, who's serving as the district's auditor. We are recommending this would be the second year with the auditor. Don't recommend any change at this point, since they, you know, have familiarity with the district now. The fee that they've proposed is $8,200, I believe, for 2025 or the 2024 audit. That was $8,000. So just a $200 increase, which I believe is in line with, you know, kind of the inflationary increases that we anticipate for the administrative costs. Any questions or discussions on the audit engagement?
I'll move to approve it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
They at least have a little more to audit this year than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last year was a blank page.
Yeah. For the most part, anyways, yes.
All right. Thanks, Shelby. I'll jump back in now. It looks like we're at item F, looking at the resolutions on the agenda. The next resolution we're looking at, or the first resolution, is consideration of the adoption of the resolution for district bylaws, or adopting district bylaws. And Shelby could maybe give a little more background about this, but it is part of the packet. I know you've had a chance to look at it, but basically it's 17 pages of things that essentially you're already doing, but because there has been, the state auditor has issued some guidelines in a way for them to gauge all of the districts within the state and give them a score as far as compliance measures go. So we've added a few things just in the form of these bylaws and ethics pledge, basically for districts, so the district can see across the board that there's compliance in issues. Things like making sure that those who can sign a check are, you know, there are checks and balances in place, or how funds are handled. I don't know if there are specific questions, or if Shelby, you'd like to add to that.
Yeah, maybe I'll add just a little bit. So board, there's a annual fraud risk assessment that the district has to do, which we help prepare for the district and just circulate that for signature. So I think you probably already saw one for 2024 calendar year end, but that has a series of questions. And depending on if your answer is yes or no, you get a certain number of points for that. Highest number of points means you're a low risk district, whereas if you have a low number of points, then you're considered higher risk. So with these bylaws having like the conflict of interest policy, ethical behavior policy, so on and so forth, that just helps ensure that you can get that the district has a high score, that you have those policies in place with the help of WBA and CLA following those policies. And, you know, again, it's just important that we're following state compliance requirements and just kind of making sure our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So that's kind of a little bit more background there.
Thanks, Shelby. Any additional questions about the bylaws? And if not, I'll entertain a motion.
All motion to approve the bylaws.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Next is the consideration of the budgets. Shelby, I'll turn that over to you.
Okay. Thanks, Betsy. So board, we made no changes to the proposed budgets or the tentative budgets from the last meeting. So this is the same that David reviewed with you a couple weeks ago. We are proposing an amendment for 2025, which is really to account for a transfer from general fund to debt service fund to cover the annual trustee fees or paying agent fees. That'll be covered through the working capital fund. And then just kind of moving into the 2026 budgets as well, really no changes, no changes at all from what was previously presented. So pretty straightforward. Happy to go into any of these in further detail or kind of do a refresh if needed.
I think we got a really good explanation on the last meeting, so I would move to approve these.
I'll second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
And just to confirm, that's for both the 2025 and the 2026, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As far as administrative non-action items, going back to the agenda, I don't have anything additional to add. Is there anything somebody else would like to add to the discussion?
No, and I'll just go back to Shelby. You had indicated for that the check for the city electrical that you are waiting on signatures. I'm pretty sure I signed that last week. Do you show that then an item.
Let me see, Boyd. I may be waiting, not to put Chase on the spot, but I may be waiting for his signature. I think so.
It's tricky with all these group emails. I literally have, it's hard for me to track what's been done and not done, but I feel like I was up to speed on that one, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, Shelby, I'm not sure I've seen the requisition sheet.
Okay. Let me double check emails and I can recirculate that if needed. Looks like it was sent on Thursday, Chase, but I can re-forward that to you.
Did it come on an e-signing platform? Blanking out the name of it.
It didn't. No, it was just an email.
Okay. Would you mind if you send it to me again? I'll get that signed today.
Yep, absolutely.
And Chase, are you waiting on something from me?
No, I got the developer app from you, so I put that into my report and signed it and sent that out. So we just need the requisition itself. So if you've already signed the actual requisition, we should be okay.
Maybe I haven't. I guess I just, is there, Shelby, could you send those just as a digital signature? Is that, maybe that's part of it is.
Yeah, I can send that through DocuSign.
That feels like that's the final deal. And sometimes prior to that, it feels like a draft. But if you could set those up for both Chase and I, I'll watch for them and get them signed right away.
Okay. I will do that. And we'll plan to do that moving forward as well.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, that being the last item and it being a Monday morning, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, motion to adjourn.
I'll second that, but not without telling Betsy, great job. It's not a record, but it's pretty efficient. So thank you.
Yeah, I try to be like Megan. If I can get it down to, 7 minutes, that's my goal.
Well
done.
You're
awesome.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Talk to
you
soon.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.